I see a nation where every child is safe and secure from the mayhem of deadly weapons and the scourge of drugs. I see a nation that nurtures its children and protects their precious innocence with compassion and caring. I see a nation where every child is enrolled in a good school that has all of the resources needed to teach them to love learning. Let us work and pray and struggle together in the spirit of nonviolence for justice and equality until the dream is made real in this nation and all over the world. Thank you.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, April 27th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American civil rights activist Coretta Scott King, born in 1927 in Marion, Alabama. In the early decades of her life, Coretta was well known for her singing and violin playing. She attended Lincoln High School, graduating as its valedictorian in 1945, and then enrolled at Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, receiving her Bachelor of Arts degree in Music and Education in 1951. She was awarded a fellowship to the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, where she met soon-to-be-famed civil rights leader Martin Luther King, Jr., then a doctoral candidate at Boston University's School of Theology. They married on June 18, 1953, at her family home in Marion. She worked side by side with him, first as a pastor's wife and then as a full partner as he became a leader in the civil rights movement. But she established her own distinguished career as an activist as well. Following her husband's assassination in 1968, she founded the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change and later successfully lobbied for his birthday to be recognized as a federal holiday. She died of complications from ovarian cancer on January 30, 2006, at age 78. Her funeral was held on February 7th at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Georgia, where she was eulogized by her daughter Bernice. The televised service at the megachurch lasted 8 hours and had over 14,000 people in attendance, including U.S. Presidents George W. Bush, his father George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Bill Clinton, along with most of their wives. Barack Obama, then a senator, was also present. Working alongside her husband throughout the 1950s and 60s, Coretta took part in the Montgomery bus boycott of 1955, journeyed to Ghana to mark that nation's independence in 1957, traveled to India on a pilgrimage in 1959, and worked hard to pass the 1964 Civil Rights Act, among her other endeavors. She also established a distinguished career in activism in her own right, working as a public mediator and as a liaison for peace and justice organizations. She remained active through her demonstrations against apartheid in South Africa and by expressing her views as a syndicated columnist and contributor to CNN. She also saw the 15-year fight for formal recognition of her husband's birthday come to fruition in 1983 when President Ronald Reagan signed the bill that established Martin Luther King Day as a federal holiday. She passed oversight of the King Center onto her son Dexter in 1995, but she remained in the public eye for the rest of her life. "My story," she wrote, "is a freedom song from within my soul. It is a guide to discovery, a vision of how even the worst pain and heartache can be channeled into human monuments, impenetrable and everlasting." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 27th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.